until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to
Break the Box with Chris.
Whip dip, Luke Scoop, son of a gun, our show is over, but we have had fun. Mad Daddy here saying thanks to you all. It's been a fun hour. I've had a ball. We'll return next week, and the way I figure this crazy wavy show's gonna be better and bigger. You can help me, frantic friend, to achieve that worthy end by whipping out a pencil or a ballpoint pen and writing to remind the management again that you dig this groove. You'd like to hear more. So show your spirit and esprit de corps. Scribble fast, scribble soon. Make a dedication, I will play your tune. Whatever you do, write to me. Mad Daddy wins. New York 23.
The Mad Daddy Show is an Alfred E. Newman production. Oh, oh.
She's been hanging out with someone new, and all this time. her name was Brandy. She didn't like to drink alone. I might have had one too many, but I swear she was coming home. She had a gypsy soul and a runaway heart, and a turquoise necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from a third ex-husband. He left just before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why he ran out on me. I don't know if I was falling, but I didn't care.
We'll be right back. tonight. At 901, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one girl show? I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks.
Say the only way to make a change, you better be on time and stand in line with a thousand other people.
And it's a crime for you to opt out.
Yeah, be at the polls and know exactly which hole to fill.
You better learn how to participate. We got a place for those that don't support the state.
We can trade you a number and a seal for your name and your face.
Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Got a call from the FBI. Said the trying to control me. I am not your little baby these days. Yet you're insisting on playing that way. Come on, come on, don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in our parents' eyes. Come on, come on, don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in our parents' eyes. I love you, I know that you adore me. So trust me, saying this isn't easy. You need to at least try, let me breathe. Cause right now I'm feeling the squeeze. Come on, come on, don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in a paradise. Come on, come on, don't be shy. We'll always be little kids in a paradise. So when I tell you you're going away, dear mum and dad, I don't mean straight. I was naive, but no longer will I stop to wonder why I am such a disappointment in my parents' eyes.
I'll do it again if I have the time. There ain't no cure. As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Special right here. I ain't got no special right here. Ain't got nobody to run and feel my care. You ride the southern watch a special rising sun. The southern watch a special rising sun. I pray and pray my special rider she'll come. Sitting around singing these special rider blues. Mm-hmm.
You bought a big old house, filled it with a lover and a cradle. I'm sitting here alone with my notebook and piano. Everyone I know keeps moving on to memory lane. Memory lane, take me far away from here. All my pain shrinking in my rearview mirror. I wanna go, oh, 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 to memory lane. You sold your fancy car, traded for a nice nurse and a wheelchair. Said all your goodbyes, moved somewhere, and I don't know how to reach you. Everyone I love keeps moving on to memory lane. Memory lane, take me far away from here. All my pain shrinking in my rearview mirror. I wanna go, oh, oh, oh. Memory lane, take me far from here. All my pain shrinks in my rearview mirror. I wanna go, oh, oh, oh. Can we go? Memory lane, yeah. Call you my friend on memory lane. Relive it again on memory lane. Can we go?
Pleasant Street. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
say the only way to make a change, you better be on time and stand in line with a thousand other people.
And it's a crime for you to opt out.
Yeah, be at the polls and know exactly which hole to fill.
You better learn how to participate. We got a place for those that don't support the state.
We can trade you a number and a seal for your name and your face.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.